I think we're all aware this is the most dramatic week in Christendom. And yet I dare say that not an inch part of 1% of those who call themselves Christians really understand what it is all about. It's the story of the fulfillment of God's purpose. That's the week. The triumphant march into Jerusalem, the crucifixion, and then the resurrection. And it's told as though it took place on earth. That's how the story is told. For as Tennyson said, truth embodied in a tale shall enter in at lowly doors. So man cannot think abstractly, so it's told in the form of a story. And man has mistaken the story for the reality. So let us now look to see who the one is spoken of in Scripture. They say his name is Jesus. You may not believe me, but I'll tell you who Jesus is. Say, I am. That's Jesus. Don't say, I am Nan or John or Peter or anything. Just, I am. That's Jesus. That's God. That's the Lord God Jehovah. The crucifixion is already over. It was in the beginning of time. A deliberate act on the part of God. It's all over. The resurrection took place and is taking place and will continue until everyone is awake. So you say, I am, that's Jesus. Now it begins with the march. Mark tells us that he took the 12 and then he walked ahead of them. The way Mark states it is as if he were one whom a dream had possessed. And who went forward to fulfill all that the prophets had foretold. For he said, I have come to fulfill Scripture, the only purpose. Now, not a man on the outside fulfilling Scripture. This one, which is God, is buried in you. For you say, I am.